USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States declared a public health emergency and announced significant entry restrictions because of the coronavirus that hit China and has spread to other nations. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, who's coordinating the federal response, announced that President Trump has signed an order that will temporarily bar entry into the United States other than the immediate family of U.S. citizens and permanent residents who have traveled in China within the last 14 days. The restrictions take effect on Sunday. Americans returning from China will be allowed in but will face screening at select ports of entry and required to undertake 14 days of self-screening to ensure they don't pose a public risk. Also beginning Sunday, the U.S. will begin funneling flights to 7 major airports where passengers can be screened for the illness. The death toll now stands at 213 with over 10,000 people globally infected. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Britons counted down the final hours to their country's departure from the European Union, some joyous, some sad, most hopeful that the divorce would mark the end of an anguished chapter in their country's history. The UK officially departed the EU at 6 o'clock Eastern Time. The move comes 3.5 years after the country voted by a margin of 52-48% to walk away from the club that it joined in 1973. Throughout the day, bands of ardent Brexit backers draped in Union Jack flags gathered outside Parliament in London to celebrate. John Delaney, the longest-running Democratic candidate in the 2020 presidential race, is officially ending his campaign after pouring millions of his own dollars into an effort that failed to resonate with voters. The announcement further dropped down a primary field that once stood at more than 24. The former Maryland congressman has been running for president since July 2017, though Delaney's early start did little to give him an advantage. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A U.S. Coast Guard officer accused of stockpiling weapons and compiling a list of government figures on a hit list was sentenced to 13 years in prison. Federal prosecutors said Lieutenant Christopher Hassan was inspired by racist murder cases and intended to exact retribution on minorities and those he considered traitors. Hassan pled guilty last October to charges of illegally buying prescription painkillers and amassing an arsenal of 15 firearms and two illegal gun silencers. He also had over 1,000 rounds of ammunition. The Secret Service blocked a server from alerting Hillary Clinton about the lawsuit filed against her by Representative Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii. Gabbard filed a $50 million defamation lawsuit against Clinton after the former Secretary of State insinuated that she was a Russian asset. The lawsuit got a lot of attention, but Clinton reportedly still has not been served officially with the paperwork because she refuses to let the servers through Secret Service. Brian Dunn, Gabbard's attorney, told the New York Post that the person trying to serve the lawsuit continuously is turned away from Clinton's home in Chappaqua, New York, by Secret Service agents. Clinton's remarks about Gabbard angered many who felt she crossed a line by claiming the Kremlin was grooming Gabbard to run a third-party bid that could sink Democrats and lead to re-election for President Trump. Senator Bernie Sanders called Clinton's comments outrageous. Facing backlash, Clinton claimed she meant the GOP was grooming Tulsi, not Russia. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.